Blog Talk Radio.
Amanda Love, my co-host of the Andy and Amanda show. We haven't done a show together in quite some time now because of our schedules kind of got, busy after the COVID, when COVID became further and further a thing of the past, hopefully, our schedules got busier and busier. An eight-hour time difference between our L.A. studios and the U.K. made it so we had to start skipping a bunch of shows. So Amanda and I decided, well, we're going to take a hiatus and do what we can do here on the Andy Kimmel Show, which has been playing a lot of music and having a lot of fun time and talking about a different subjects here and there with special guests. As a matter of fact, we have a special guest with us today. His name is Brian Oshab, and he is a really very, very talented singer-songwriter out of Los Angeles. He's been likened to Billy Joel and Elton John, but I think his style is very, very unique. He's not an artist you could look at and say, oh, he's like Billy Joel, or oh, he's like Elton John, or he's like, whoever. He's very much his own, very unique. His style and his presentation and his keyboard magnificence really do set him apart. And we're going to be having a conversation with Brian when he calls in, about 30 minutes from now, right around there here on the Andy Kimmel Show. Hope everybody is doing okay. I know I'm doing pretty darn good here on this Tuesday. And
he's full of shit.
Well, no, I'm good, all right, you know. So anyway, our number here is 515-605-9888. Doing the show, call in. What's on your mind? We can talk about anything. We're going to be playing some music here and there as well. We're going to be hearing some fabulous music, actually, from artists such as Taj Mahal, and who else? Leo Kottke and some very special other guests as well. I don't know if anybody's ever heard of an artist by the name of, I never heard of him either, Brian Foley, or did you ever hear of an artist by the name of Odetta? Remember Odetta? You know, some of you might remember Odetta. I don't know. So anyway, what I thought we might do is have some fun with, a couple of folk artists from the 70s, artists that really made their way and their road to popularity in the early 70s. One who passed away not too long ago, unfortunately, is a guy named Gordon Lightfoot, just an incredible singer-songwriter. We all know Gordon Lightfoot, of course. Let's play Gordon Lightfoot tune, shall we? Let's just get right down to it. Gordon Lightfoot with the – I will pick there's so many. So many. How about Sundown? Sundown. Gordon Lightfoot here on the Andy Kimball Show.
What? Hmm? What?
Yeah. Yeah, folks. So anyway, we're here again on the Andy Kimball Show. So great to be with everybody. We're in our LA studios where the temperatures outside have been, approaching 100 degrees almost on a daily basis here. Much cooler down by the beach. I got to go down to, I figured I'm here in Southern California, God darn it. I'm originally from the East Coast. And of course, I've been here in California for a number of years now. But I told myself, you know what? You're really enjoying what this beautiful area, what this region of the world has to offer. And I said to myself, you know what? No, I'm here and there, right? So I decided that I would go down to the beach for a day. I went down to Manhattan Beach and hung around, walked around, went out for some drinks, a little happy hour. And I'll tell you, it was just...
Ain't nothing but a hand sugar to cry all the time.
Yeah, it was a hound dog day. It was really wonderful. It was really, really cool. And enjoyed. And I'm hoping to do that again later on in the week. As I said earlier, I am playing a show with Brian Oshad on Sunday at a place called Kulik's Woodshed. It's in North Hollywood, California. And Brian's got this full band there. It's going to be a great, great evening at 8 p.m. And I'll be doing just a brief little intro. I kind of pointed Brian in the right direction in terms of establishing his career, and he's saying that's really paid off, and I'm really glad to hear that. Anything I can do to help fellow musicians, which is why, folks, other performers, singer-songwriters, regardless of your skill level, if you're doing something, recording, have MP3 files, you should send them to this show, theandykimballshow@gmail.com, and we'll help you out if we can. Talk about your background, maybe have you on in the studios if you're in L.A., for an interview, at least do a phone interview like we're going to with Brian in about 15 minutes. And we'll play our music. TheAndyKimballShow@gmail.com. You can also call us when we're live here at 515-605-9888. This is Jackson Brown. The song's called These Days. We'll be right back.
I seem to be afraid to live the life that I have made in song. Well, it's just that I've been losing so
just what to say, I knew it would be you.
Mike McNichol and crew back in Philadelphia sent me some tunes off a new album that Mike McNichol put together, a tribute to Tom Gala's songs, which I'll be playing some additional songs from Tom Gala during the next few upcoming shows. Excellent, really talented songwriter out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. But prior to that, we heard Jackson Browne, right? In a live studio presentation of These Days. You know, what I'm thinking of now, I'm thinking now.
You have no power here. Be gone.
Well, might be the case, but it's not going to stop me from playing some cool music, you know? Let me give the number out again. It's 515-605-9888. If you want to call the show, give me a call. We might even talk Donald Trump a little later. You know, and another indictment is on the way. This one's regarding the insurrection. It's really amazing when you hear some of these right-wing extremist commentators still pontificating boldly that Antifa, which is not an actual group, it's a philosophy. There is no Antifa leader, Antifa members. It's a, you know, they treat Antifa like it's the KKK or something like that, you know, some kind of group, you know, the Black Panthers, whatever it might be, you know, Hell's Angels, you know, the Proud Boys, Antifa. No, Antifa is a philosophy. It's not a group. There's no Antifa, like, there's no membership. There's no leader, like Donald Trump, a cult leader, you know. Anyway, these folks, they come off like they know everything, and they come off real smart and real bright, and they're on the syndicated radio, and they speak very authoritatively when 90% of what they say are pure lies and bullshit, and that's the absolute truth. I feel like taking some of these guys on sometimes, calling the show, of course. Why would they have me on, right? Because I would do nothing but dispel what they say and talk about the truth and reality in the real world. Who wants to hear that, right? They have to feed their cult, their fellow members, conspiracy theories and lies and bullshit. You know, one guy, he goes by Officer Tip, not Officer Tip. Who's Officer Tip? Oh, he's, oh boy. Officer Tibbetts. He was the guy who Lee Harvey Oswald shot in 1963 after he killed Kennedy. What's his name? Officer, you know what I mean? Officer, I don't remember his name. Probably better off. Brian, anyway, he's got a talk radio show. And I heard him yesterday, just browsing. I don't listen to him, believe me. But I was browsing through some stations. I heard this guy talking about, I had to stop for a second because I heard this guy saying that the FBI planted agents and Antifa addressed as Trump supporters stormed the Capitol, they did it. And he's on the radio making those claims as though they're fact. Isn't that scary? Isn't that frighteningly scary? Isn't that scary? You know, a jury of our peers, it could have been you or me, people on the street get called for jury duty, heard evidence regarding Donald Trump's involvement in precipitating the January 6th raid on our nation's capital by angry Trump extremists. And evidently, no, this hasn't happened yet, but it looks like it's on the brink of happening. You know, Trump was sent a letter saying you are a target of this investigation. A jury of peers, again, peers could be you and myself and your friends and relatives, and, you know, peers, just people off, you know, they didn't pick all Democrats and Trump haters and Trump loyalists, you know, just a mix of peers, found enough evidence like they had in the previous indictments to most likely, again, this hasn't happened yet, so I can't say it's happening, but I've heard it's going to here on the Andy Kimball Show. To an all likelihood indict Donald Trump regarding his involvement in January 6th, and rightfully so, in my opinion. We've seen enough. We've heard enough. My gosh. And he's still running for president. You know, in other countries, he would, at this point in time, with criminal indictments, he would not be allowed to run for president right now. You know that? And here in this country, he is. And he's still getting up and giving speeches and spewing more lies. The 2020 election was stolen. We won that election. I received more sitting votes than any other president in history. Well, I think Lyndon Johnson was she for. But anyway, Joe Biden got more votes by a lot, a whole lot. So there, Mr. Trump, you lost the election. And we've talked about that so much on the Andy and Amanda show. My God, we beat that. It's like I can't beat it to death anymore. Amanda and I have gone over that so many times. So many times. Anyway, I was going to play another song here as I wait for Brian to call. I've got some tunes. I'm trying to download some tunes that Brian sent me. And it just is not happening. Or is it? I'm going to try to make it happen. I'm going to try to make it happen before he joins us. I'm going to try to do it. So bear with me, folks. I'm going to try to do this. I think I can do it. Hey. We're in luck. It's going to take me a minute. It's going to take me a minute. But you are in for a treat. You are in for a treat. You are in for a treat. This guy is incredible. I've seen him play. I think I introduced him. Yes. Anyway, proud to say he's a friend of mine here in Los Angeles. And a very, very talented singer-songwriter, indeed. Incredible keyboard player. Holy crap, does this guy play. Really good. And I'm going to – I'm in the process right now. This is Andy Kimball stalling on his own show. Oh, what's going on here? What's going on? Come on. What the heck? Oh, I might have to play one of my own songs in the meantime, guys. How do you like that? I may have to. Oh, not that I may have to. Oh, my gosh. Anybody want to hear an Andy Kimball song? No. You want to hear an Andy Kimball song? Nah. I do want to hear Jake Isles' song. Jake Isles? Whammer Jammer? Jake Isles' band? Magic Dick on the harmonica? Remember that tune? Let's do it. Whammer Jammer, baby. Jake Isles' band here on the Andy Kimball Show.
You gonna get a crazy tonight? I get down to it. I said you gonna get a crazy? I get down to it. I said you gonna move, get it all down, get it all night, get it all right, get it out of sight and get it down, baby.
Yeah.
Whammer Jammer, let me hear you, nigga.
Excited. Yeah. Jake Isles Band. You know, I produced a Jake Isles Band, a couple of shows, in, let me think what year that would have been. That would have been 1970, eight or nine. And I got to know the band, and I got to know Magic Dick and Peter Wolf, the singer, who's still out there playing now. Jake Isles, unfortunately, died a few years back, a great guitar player. And what a great time it was. I also produced some concerts by the band The Kinks, and I got to ride in a limousine with Ray Davies for a couple of days there, going to different venues. Just Ray and I and a limo driver. Now there I was, this, 21-year-old kid or something like that, producing concerts for in between my flight school career, university experience, between semesters. I'd produce some shows and then go fly airplanes. What a life, eh? You believe it? And here I am talking on the radio. Hey, we got a caller. I think I know who it is, but I might. You never know. It could be, let me think.
I don't know anything about what you're even talking about.
Well, you know, that's for you to know and me to find out, but let's bring on our next guest, okay? Brian, I think. Let me see. Is this who I think it is?
If it's who you think it is, it could be who you think it is.
I'll tell you, you know, we get very excited here for a few
minutes. It's going down very rapidly, rapidly.
Yeah, you know, yeah, we, anyway. Brian, great to have you on, man. How you doing? We've been talking about your show.
You have? Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, it's great. It's great to be here. Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Yes, terrific. I've been talking about your keyboard playing and your songwriting and your style, and now you have a band. And let's talk about that a little bit. And you have an upcoming show, of course, in North Hollywood this coming Sunday at Kulak's Woodshed at 7:30. And we'll talk about that in a few minutes. But anyway, I got to tell you that we've had some issues in the transfer of your files, so we have not heard any of your music yet. However, through modern technology, we'll be able to fix that and put it in the podcast of this show, so that we will be able to play your songs, but we haven't heard them yet. If you want to sing them a cappella, you're certainly welcome to do that, but no.
That's
anyway,
very funny. You know, I'll have to take a pass on the acapella, but
yeah, you know, you never know. Live radio, you know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
What are you gonna do? I tried. I was working at it.
But I love your story of, you know, you mentioned Jake Isles, and you know, that's like growing up. I mean, that was one of my favorite bands. You know, Centerfold. I mean, what a great tune. That, you know, love that song. Love those guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, great. And first I look at the purse. First I look at there.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't go exactly like that, but you know what I mean. Yeah, something like that.
Close enough.
Yeah, they were great. Long story short, my high school girlfriend's father, I went out with this girl for like all through high school. Like, I was 15, she was 14, and we were together almost every day and every night, all through high school. So I was in like 20 and she was 18 or something like that. But we did a lot. And I was maybe longer than that, 19, I don't know. But we went together for, you know, 4 years or something back in high school. And I started working for her dad after we kind of, during the weaning parts of our relationship, but her dad kept me on. And I started producing concerts for colleges because of my involvement in the music biz and as a musician myself. And we petitioned some colleges to do some shows. I was the first person to bring the band Kansas to Philadelphia.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, I had no idea who they were. The agent who represented them called me up. I was booking a community college outside of Philadelphia. And said, Andy, you got to do me this favor. I can get you some, you know, great acts, but then you got to do me some favors in return. Does that mean I've got to bring some acts that aren't going to make any money? No, you're going to love these. Believe me, just these are emerging up-and-coming bands, and I'll get you some good stuff. I'll get you the Billy Joels and so forth, but you also got to do me a favor, too, when I need one. And I need you to get this band. You're going to love them. They're called Kansas. I know you never heard of them, and I hadn't. So Kansas shows up. We did it. We booked them, and I don't know who they were. And they showed up on a Saturday afternoon for a Saturday night show. And the stage wasn't ready. It was a big gym. They had to lay down a tarp and build the staging and all that kind of stuff. And when they pulled up, we went down to the athletic field and played football. The band Kansas, some friends of mine and myself, and we were playing football with the band Kansas all afternoon, having a great time,
wow.
A couple snacks, some soda, you know, just hanging out down there. And I didn't know who these guys were. They were great guys. They were a lot of fun. They were really funny, you know, really great guys. I had no idea who they were. I'm just playing football, and, hey, you're the act tonight. You know, I don't know who they were, some college band. I had no idea. And they whistled for us up at the field house where the concert was going to be, a time for, a 4 o'clock sound check or something. And we played a couple more downs, and then we all trucked on up to the field house. They got on stage, and they became the band Kansas. And I was like, holy crap. Holy
wow.
crap. I'm playing football with these guys all goddamn day. And,
that's amazing.
Yeah, man, incredible. But yeah, you know, back then, middle late 70s, Billy Joel was a $1,200 up and coming act. Bonnie Raitt, we produced 3 Bonnie Raitt concerts. We used to give her cash for tour money, you know, way less than $1,000, just, you know, to give her some expenses for her tours, you know. Weather Report, I don't remember Weather Report.
Wow.
With Jocko, you know, on the bass, and I don't know who he was. Guitar, what am I saying? And then I did The Kinks. I got to know Ray Davies real well. And also did the only concert at the Reading Municipal Stadium in its history with the band Chicago. And, about 20 or 21, about 21, somewhere around there. You know, in between college semesters, I wanted to be an airline pilot. I was studying aviation. So this is like during, you know, breaks and all this stuff between trimesters or whatever, you know, I was booking concerts and producing shows and probably should have never gotten out of it. Probably should have stayed with it. Anyway, let's not talk about me. Let's talk about you and your music. What got you into, and I've already talked to your talent and your uniqueness and your kind of when people hear you play, you're thinking of like you know, other keyboard singer-songwriter virtuosos such as Elton John and Billy Joel, but you have uniqueness onto your own that sets you apart with very unique styling and very powerful, very innovative and creative songs and great music behind it. When did you get your start? Where did you, you know, so tell us about that?
Well, thank you for all the compliments. That was very kind. I don't know if I'm deserving of all that, but well, you know, I mean, the 30-second version, I mean, I studied music formally when I was a kid. You know, I started piano when I was about 10 or 12, something like that. And then I did it for a little while. And then as I got a little older, in Michigan, which is where I grew up, I was the, you know, that was the quintessential piano man. I played some lounges and hotel bars and that kind of stuff. And then kind of in a very silly life decision, I quit. I got distracted and promiscuous with other art forms and got into filmmaking and so on and so forth. And so I kind of thought that I had left music behind, but it was always kind of with me. And about 3 years ago, really, you know, my life was, I don't want to say it was in disarray, but, you know, you get to those inflection points where, you know, everything is up in the air, personally, professionally, creatively. And I really wasn't sure what I was going to do. I had been a champion close-up magician. That's how I'd been making a living. And
wow.
I sort of felt like, yeah, I kind of felt like I'd gone as far as I can go. And I remember driving in my car, and you know that little voice you have in your head that you sometimes listen to and sometimes you ignore? So I had one of those. And you know, I was just sort of thinking, and the voice kind of said, look, you know, if you had like a couple of years left to live, you know, what would you do? And to my surprise, the answer kind of came both quickly and with an enormous amount of clarity, which was music, and which was great. But I thought, well, I don't even know what that means. How in the world, you know, the music industry is not the same as it used to be. And, you know, what does that mean? Well, as luck would have it, literally less than a week later, some dear friends of mine, Drew and Dylan Struzan, gifted me their baby grand piano. And I thought, wow, this is fantastic. You know, I thought, well, this is a great start, you know, but I'm looking at this beautiful instrument thinking, well, where on earth am I going to find the time to really make a go of this, you know, which is the, I think that's the struggle of every artist. Well, once again, angels on my shoulder or something, a couple months later, the world shut down. And they were literally, as you remember, telling people to stay home and effectively paying people to not go anywhere. And I sort of learned at that point, sometimes out of great tragedy can come great opportunity. And I was not going to squander it, you know, sitting around watching movies. So I got to work and took advantage of the time just got my chops back. I started writing again, and everything came back. And suddenly, there we go. And then as things opened up, I was doing an open mic. And a gentleman who you might know walks up to me and says, "Hey, my name's Andy, and I'm doing one of these artist showcases. It's the last one I'm going to do. I'm picking three people. I want you to be, you know, in the center spot. Can you do it?" And I felt like the dog that had finally caught up with the car. Like, now what do you do? You know? So I really got to credit you. You know, you sort of, in a way, you know, kind of discovered me, really, and put me up there, and it went well. And then it was your suggestion afterwards, after having listened to me, like, "Hey, you need to start a band now. You know, you might have something." So I'm here in part because of you.
Well, I'm flattered and honored, and it's very well deserved. We're going to hear a tune of yours, and through modern technology, has got word here that we're ready to play a song of yours. Let's go ahead and just push play, and then you tell us about it afterward. Here we go, Brian Oshad with. Well, I'm just going to play it, folks. Take a listen.
Somewhere we lost the road.
Norshad, our guest here on the Andy Kimball Show, Blog Talk Radio. Brian, you have an incredible voice. I mean, that,
thank you.
I've seen you play live and everything kind of come through the PA and so forth, but on a recording, I mean, your voice really, they did a great job, and that, you know, your voice sounds terrific. Have you been to London, I take it?
Yes, I was there several years ago. I had the privilege of going there, and I love the UK. Very much, yeah.
Tell us about that too. How did it come about, and what?
Well, it does have a very United Kingdom connection, as we would say. So I was dating this girl. It was a long term. It was about 7 years I was with her, and she was fairly well known actress and dancer singer in the UK. And the relationship came to a close, and I was, as usual as things happen, pretty bummed out. a buddy of mine, you know, I was kind of moping around a little bit, and he says, "No, this is fantastic." I'm like, "How is this fantastic? You know, I feel awful." And he said, "No, because you're gonna get a song out of it." And sure enough, it wasn't long after that I was sitting at the piano, and out came that tune out of out of pain, I guess, which were most, you know, not that my song is great, but, you know, great songs usually tend to come out of some sort of emotional experience. And for some reason, pain is usually a thing that helps that along the way.
Yeah, yeah. Tell us about your, different... Your singer-songwriters have different approaches to writing and composing music and lyric. Do you have a specific methodology that you utilize, or these songs just come to you, or do you do music and then come up with the lyrics to surround your music, or think of a concept and then put music to it? What's your approach to songwriting?
Well, interestingly enough, my approach is not what I would call consistent. If you listen to, like, for example, you know, Elton and Bernie have a very specific thing. He writes the lyrics, gives them to Elton, he puts it up, and that's how they've always done it with virtually no variation. For me, generally, I tend to have a concept. So, for example, with West Coast Wave, which is one of the songs you're featuring here, I'm sailing is one of my big passions, and so I subscribe to sailing magazines, and I was brushing my teeth one morning, and I happened to look down at one of my sailing magazines, and I noticed something about, you know, West Coast, whatever. And then, you know, as you do, my mind is just sort of flitting about. And then I looked down, and there was something about a wave, and I thought, oh, West Coast Wave. Huh, well, that's kind of an interesting title. And then it dawned on me, like, oh, what if the West Coast Wave was a metaphor for a girl? And like the moment that happened, I literally ran to my piano, sat down, within 3 minutes, I had the hook of, you know, she's a West Coast Wave crashing over me. And from there, it just, boom, it just sort of happened. It almost started to write itself, as these things are wont to do. So sometimes that'll happen. I'll think of a word or a phrase, or I'll hear something and I'll think, oh, that's a great title to a song, and sometimes build things around it. Other times, as you know, we sit at a guitar or a piano and we noodle around, and then suddenly something just begins to pour out. I have a song called "Know By Now" that it's one of my favorites in my catalog. In fact, it's going to be featured on Sunday, and that just came out of me noodling around, and suddenly a couple of ideas happened, and bam, it just out it came. I wish I had more consistency. I wish I could say, oh, you know, I could follow that formula of mm-hmm. do this, this, and this, and then a song comes out. But it doesn't happen that way. So it sort of depends on when the angel inspiration decides to visit.
My main thing, I've been actually, you know, I toy with the piano quite a bit. I was a period of my career, I'm going back mid-1990s, when I actually took keyboards and guitars to my shows. I went back and forth between piano and guitar. I figured, hey, if Jackson Browne could do it, God darn it. But and then I actually have played in bands, to my surprise, and I wanted to be a guitar player, and they would hire me as a piano player. Doing reggae and blues, like Barrel House Blues, you know. But a guitar is my thing, you know. Even though I've been playing piano longer, I can't play nearly. I mean, you are a master. You are a maestro on keyboard. I fake my way through and play, you know, folk and blues, you know. But to hear you play is just amazing, folks. I'm sincere about that. And what a talent as well. We're going to play another song by Brian here. And just touching upon songwriting here for a minute, with the West Coast Wave, is that, I think it's the name of this one here coming up. I guess when I write, it's interesting that, you know, because guitar is my thing. I mean, guitar is really, really my thing. That's my life. That's it. Some people actually have a life. I have a guitar. You know what I'm saying? So,
well, and if I may, it shows, because you're, I mean, I listen to you play the guitar and I'm like, are you kidding me? It just blows my mind. Oh, my God.
I'm flattered. Again, I'm flattered. But what I'll do is I'll come up with some guitar riffs that I know have some energy, have some backbone, they have some soul. You know, these are really good guitar progressions and riffs. And then I just kind of make up, and she said, and then kind of figure out some words in there, and then kind of figure out where the rhyme endings are, where the line breaks are. And over a period of time, the words start actually forming like a crossword or jigsaw puzzle. And, you know, I don't even know what the song is about most of the time. Until I'm halfway through it, and then actually look at the song and figure, oh, that's where this is going. Kind of cool, you know. It's kind of interesting and how it works, and it takes me a tremendous amount of discipline to sit down and actually complete a song. That's a whole other story. But let's hear another song of yours, "West Coast Wave" by the Beach Boys. No, I'm sorry, no, by Brian. Here we go. Song number two. Great to have you on here, by the way. And this is a great song. Take a listen, folks.
Thank you.
She washes in like high tide. With her eyes she'll say please. Then she'll tear your mainsail down and set you drifting in a breeze. Her compass points to everywhere, and her searchlight looks for fun. She likes parties in this California sun. Warm like the Santa Anas and cold about Wilson snow. A tiny dancer on Seal Beach or a Venice boardwalk show. She kisses me on Third Street and takes away my pain. She likes romance in this California rain. Let the west wind blow off the sand you'll rise. While you're looking for love and looking for peace in a hurricane eye. Let the west wind come, let the side and laugh. While you're looking for oars and looking for sails on a small light raft. Current pulls me up to sea, and she's a West Coast wind crashing over me. She surfer girl is what I see in my meditation bliss. She likes yoga in this California mist. Car top down on PCH, she heads for Dawn Patrol. She'll let the earthquake stir her tea while she listens to rock and roll. Washes out in low tide like a sunset in Malibu. Yeah, there's nothing like this California view. This bird of paradise will find you like before when you're back on shore. Let the west wind blow off the sand you'll ride. While you're looking for love and looking for peace in a hurricane high, let the west wind come as Poseidon laughs. While you're looking for oars and looking for sails on a small life raft, her current pulls me out to sea, and she.
Yes. Anyway, that was a great tune. I couldn't resist playing that after hearing your music. I know you're going to be playing the Greek Theater someday. I'll be knocking on the dressing room door, and the security is going to be saying, there's this guy, Andy. He says he knows you. And you'll go, Andy who? What? Anyway.
Because you will have forgotten that there's a VIP seat with your name right on it. So.
Much appreciated, I'm sure. Well, Brian, this has been terrific. Thank you so much for joining us. We have a couple of great guests coming up. We're going to have, as a matter of fact, interview Michael David Garson. He'll be coming in on the show in a couple of weeks. He was David Bowie's keyboard player for 35 years, and he'll be joining us here on the show. Kevin Michaels is coming back on the show. Of course, we produced Kevin's songs. He's number one country artist for 3 weeks, went above McGraw and Garth Brooks and Brooks and Dunn, sort of number one.
Wow.
Yeah, he's been on the show before. He's coming back on the show. We just had a reach out from Sony Records regarding Kevin Michaels' tune. So we'll see what happens with that. We sent him a whole press kit. We'll see what – you never know. You know, the Andy Kimball Show, you know, we do what we can. We try to help emerging singer-songwriters and very well-known singer-songwriters and find out about the music and what people are doing, how people survive COVID and, of course, coming out of COVID. This whole show was started actually because we had nothing better to do during COVID, and here we are with 700 episodes later and 3 years of history here on the radio. So
that's fantastic.
It's a fun show. Yeah, something else. It really is. Really is. So anyway, Brian, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to be hearing from Doc Watson, and then we're going to hear some Taj Mahal. We're going to hear some Leo Kaki. Lots more great music coming up on this episode of the Andy Kimball Show, folks. Don't go away. Brian, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Andy.
And can we do this again?
Oh, absolutely. Anytime. You tell me when, and I'm there. I'm Great. You know, this is terrific. Yeah.
And I want to get
and
more to
I'll see you on Sunday.
Yeah, let's talk about that real quick before we let you go. For those of you in the L.A. area, Kulak's Woodshed, it's in North Hollywood, 7:30. Brian's doing a concert with his band, and I'm actually going to be doing a brief set to start that show off Sunday, so I look forward to that and hanging out with Brian and catching up and so forth, and really looking forward to seeing you and the band play on Sunday evening as well. So thanks again for joining us, Brian. Andy Kimball here. Let's check out Doc Watson. I think maybe you'll hear Doc Watson too. You know who Doc Watson is?
Yeah,
you know Doc,
of course.
Yeah. You know, I got to meet him once a while back. It's another whole story. But
wow.
Yeah, he's I got to see Doc and Merle too back in the 70s, which was a real treat.
No kidding.
A real treat. Yeah, yeah. I was right up front row, man. Front row. Incredible. Anyway,
We'll have to share a beer. You got so many amazing stories. I could sit and listen for hours.
The biggest story, more so than music, which I can't let this go. I'll get you out of here in just a second. I just got to bring this up. Sailing is a bigger passion of mine than the guitar. I said sailing and guitar. If I had to choose one, sailing might win. Yes, I've been sailing my whole life. I've had a bunch of boats on the market right now for another one, about a 50 foot sailing yacht. And so you're a sailor too, right?
Oh yeah, big time. Piano or sailing. That's a tough one.
I've got some stuff going on now with sailing. We have that's a whole separate conversation. Yes.
For sure.
So anyway, all the best. Thanks for joining us, and let's hear Doc Watson.
Let it pour, let it rain a whole lot more, 'cause I got them deep river blues. Let that old river rise and fall, and let the big waves make a wall, 'cause I got them deep river blues. All right, son. Walks just like a waterfowl when I get them deep river blues. Ain't no one to cry for me. The fish all go out on a spree when I get them deep river blues. Give me back my old boat. I'm gonna sail if she'll float. Yes, I got them deep river blues. I'm going back to Muscle Shoals. I'm getting better there, I'm told, boys. I got them deep river blues. Yes, I got them deep river blues. And now I'm going to say goodbye. If I sink, then just let me die. 'Cause I got them deep river blues. Get her, Merle. Let it pour, let it rain a whole lot more, cause I've got some deep river blues. Hey, let that old river rise and fall, let them big waves make a wall, cause I've got some deep river blues.
Watson here on the Andy Kimball Show. I want to thank everybody for joining us this afternoon. It's been a blast. Thank your special guest, Brian Urshad. I look forward to seeing his show Sunday at Kulak's Woodshed in North Hollywood. I guess it's in Los Angeles, actually. And I'm part of that show and look forward to it. And thank you, everybody, for joining us. Email us, theandykimballshow@gmail.com. Suggestions, if you'd like to get on the show or know somebody who might want to join us here on the show. A musician, send us the MP3 files like Brian did, and we'll get your music on here, maybe call an interview. If you're in L.A., we'd love to have you stop by the studios. We'll have you set up here, and we'll do a live interview in the studios. And here on the Andy Kimball Show, we go to 23 countries around the world, 3.5 years, 700-some shows, either as the Andy and Amanda Show or here at the Andy Kimball Show when I do it solo. And it's a lot of fun, and we enjoy it. And hope you enjoy the music and the presentation that we do here. Oh, we try to do it each week. We were 5 days a week at one time. Do you believe it? And then we cut it to 3 days. Now I'm having a tough time doing it 1 day a week. But we're managing to pull through. We love what we do. We hope you enjoy it. It's all about you. It's all about the music and keeping things real. Know what I'm saying? We do political talk every once in a while in discussion. We have to talk about what's real, too, versus what's conspiracy and lies. And we're real sincere about that. We feel really dedicated and committed to the truth and integrity. So both through music and through our conversation here on The Andy Kimball Show. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you next week, folks. No, I think we'll see you before next week. We have another show, another surprise show coming up, which will go out on the podcast at Podbean. It'll come up soon. I think maybe tomorrow, I think. Anyway, stay tuned for it. Anyway, Andy Kimball here. That's a wrap. Signing off. All the best, folks. Take care.